Yo, we are back again. Welcome to Grown Folks Talk and Sip. I am your host. Your hostess with the most is Kane the Destroyer, aka True Lover. I'm Mr. Lover. Yo, y'all, we are back again with a new topic of discussion today. Okay, check me out. It's been a few topics that I want to touch up on. A couple of them is more near and dear to me that hits closer to home. So, let's get into this, y'all. We're going to get all the way in this. We're going all the way in. Keep in mind, this is the only podcast you're going to have spicy topics, hot conversations, and we all wash it all down with a cold beverage of our choice. Okay, let's get in here. I want to talk about pain. Yeah, pain. You know, it's different kinds of pain. You have physical pain. That's the most common, is physical pain. Like, you stomp your toe, you hit something, or whatever in that nature. But I want to talk more about mental pain and emotional pain. So, I know for a fact, at some point of your life, that you have experienced mental and physical pain. I mean, I've been experiencing it the past little while. So I'm let y'all get a little deeper and more intel, sneak peek at me. But before we do all that, let's get into this. Like, okay, for instance, what is pain? Pain is an uncomfortable feeling that tells you something may be wrong. You know, something might hurt you. Something hurt you, you know, or whatever like that. But what is mental pain? Mental pain is a perception of negative changes in yourself and its functions that are accompanied by negative feelings. Okay, so let's get a little more deeper. What is emotional pain? It's a state of feeling broken that involves the experience of being wounded, a loss of self, disconnection, and critical awareness of one's more negative attributes. You know, for example, of mental and emotional pain, people, like, they go through like deep sorrow, sadness, depressions, grief, loneliness, and isolation. You might have loss of sleep, extreme anxiety, and number one, fear. Boy, I'm gonna tell y'all now, some of this shit should hit home with you listeners out there. Some of this shit should hit home. Like, man, I know I have experienced all these. Of course, physical pain, of course you experienced that. But this mental and emotional pain, man, that hits differently. It hits very differently. Because I thought about giving up on certain stuff or whatever, but I didn't. Or I thought about certain relationships I was in and going through so much stuff, and then the aftermath of it kind of changed your mental state of mind. It changes you, but it should change you. Because what don't kill you makes you stronger. That is real. What don't kill you makes you stronger. Like, as far as like mental pain, I used to be the person in the room that I could be surrounded by 20 people and still feel like I'm alone. You know, like I'm just by myself. And I would feel so disconnected from everything around me. so disconnected. And I'm just looking around like, do I even belong here? Do I really? You know, and then you haven't lived if you have not experienced negativity in some type of matter. You haven't lived if you haven't. A lot of times, if you haven't experienced negativity, you're not doing something right. You're really not. You're not doing something right. Because players gonna play and haters gonna hate. But I said all this to say what I gotta say. My definition of pain is pulverized, all impulsive negativity. Say it with me, y'all. Pulverize all impulsive negativity. Yes, that really means something to me, because sometimes you think people are for you, but certain people are not for you. Sometimes you think that certain shit you have to go through, you don't have to go through. And y'all probably saying, so Kane, what are you talking about? I'm talking about this. Pain hits differently with different people, but a lot of times it be negative vibes. Negative vibes. You don't need that negative energy in your life. You will notice once you start living a more positive of life, you know what I'm saying? Start keeping a more positive mindset, that positive things manifest. You know what I'm saying? You manifest your own reality. This is your life. This is your life. I mean, kind of like me with the podcasting thing, you know, I have some people that I thought they were going to be behind me that really wasn't, you know what I mean? But I have people that was behind me from day one that's still here. I mean, that's just part of it. It's just part of the game. But negativity, try to free negativity away from you. Once you can get that state of mind where negativity stay the hell away from you, where negativity has no effect on your mental, man, you'll be surprised what you'll be able to accomplish. But don't get it twisted. Some people also use negativity as more of a stepping stone block or as fuel. But everybody's different. Everybody's different. Some people can't handle certain stuff. You know, you have your strong-minded people and you have your more weak-minded people. I know I'm more of a strong-minded person. Can nobody really influence me to do anything that I don't want to do? I don't care who you are. You can be my mom, my dad, my anybody. Can nobody make Kane do nothing that Kane does not want to do? And I'm not saying you should be that way, but I'm slick here saying. but to keep everything all seriousness and just keeping it 100 with y'all, man, you have to separate yourself from all negativity, man, all pain, sadness. You know what I'm saying, man? Sometimes you just feel lonely. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you feel lonely inside. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just do. Especially with loneliness and depression. depression is a very serious topic. Very, very serious. Because you can be depressed and don't know you're depressed. You know? Yeah, you can. You can be depressed and do not even freaking know it. You know, those long nights of lack of sleep, you know, so you tossing and turning at night, you wake up, you can be around a lot of people. Just say, okay, for instance, you can go to work and have a smile on your face, laugh, talk, jump around, be goofy, all that other stuff, you know, be the life of the party. But in the inside, you feel the total opposite. Like the total opposite. In the inside, you hurt. You enraged. You to the point where you don't like people. I mean, it is a part of life. I mean, all this really happens. This is for real. This is for real. You know, a lot of people experience extreme anxiety. You know what I mean? Extreme anxiety. And I mean, I ain't never been the one that experienced that. Maybe like a little light anxiety with certain stuff, but I say all that to say this. You are what you manifest and what you bring positively into. You are more powerful than what you think you are. Yes, you, the one that's listening right now, you is powerful as hell. And you don't even fucking know it. You are powerful. You are blessed. It's a lot of people that's not here. But you are. You are. I mean, just think about it. They used to say, if you ain't got haters, then you're not doing something right. I'd have heard that. I heard that expression from someone. But we as a people, we should be more hands-on with each other. We should spread more love. You know, we should reach out to one another when you need help. You know, instead of being all timid and scared and afraid of rejection. That's one of the biggest things that a lot of times give people anxiety and fear is for rejection. Like it could be, okay, could be this woman you've been looking at, got your eye on for a while. You flirt with her and stuff and you thinking everything's cool. But then you finally built up the confidence to approach her in a different light, and she shuts you the fuck down. Straight give you the curb, you know, and you like, damn, I put myself out there. You know, a lot of people are afraid of fear, and you can't be afraid of fear, man. You only live once. You know what? That's a lie. You live every day. You only die once. Damn, I just contradict myself, didn't it? But yeah, that's a better way of putting it to me. You live every day, but you only die once. Why not try to maximize the time you have here? You can't live in fear and sorrow. Deep, deep sorrow and sadness. Not every day, man. You know, every day is not going to be rainbows and butterflies and stuff. It's not. But it is what you make of it. And like I said, you are more powerful than you think you are. You can move mountains if you want to. You can. But you have to break out of this mind state of depressionness and sadness. It never ends well. You know? And some people are empaths. I don't know if you know what an empath is, but some people can feel energy. They can feel when you down. They can feel when you happy. They feel when you troubled. Some people are like that and don't know they are. You know, or some people, they do know they are. But the worst thing you can do is spread more negativity in a world that's already negative. That's the worst thing you can do. But I want to be able to spread as much positivity and love as I can. Because in this world, that is what we need. More positive. Less negative. I understand you hurting in the inside. I understand that hurt. I understand that feelings of being alone, saddened. You're thinking about your bills. You're thinking about your kids. This pandemic got you feeling some type of way. You had a death in your family. You getting garnished on your check. I understand that. Yes. Sometimes you have to make choices. You do. You have to make the best choice for you. Like, I know people that have experienced like real dark times, but they never gave up. They never surrendered. They never let the darkness consume them. Because once you on your back, all the way down as low as you can get, you on your back and you looking up, that's the only other place you can go. It's up. Think about that. You on your back at your lowest point. The only other place you can go is up. And another thing is, get these people that's in your circle that does not mean you any good. Get these people out. Do not entertain motherfuckers. I'm just being real. If they're not serving no good purpose, if you can't talk to someone and they have some type of purpose that you can help them and they can help you, what the fuck you got them there for? What you got them there for? Cut them off. What they gonna do? Talk about you? Hell, they probably doing it from the fucking beginning. So fuck them. Keep going. If you want to get over, if you want to pulverize all impulsive negativity, get the shit out from around you. Get it from around you. Negativity plus negativity don't make positive. It don't. And if it does, if you feel like it does, make it make sense to me. Explain it to me. Please do. Explain it to me. I know for a fact it don't make sense. But I know what it's like to be down low. Real low. I know what it's like. I'd have been there. Sometimes I visit a couple times. I've been there. This shit suck. I used to go through all these mental pain with involving my kids, my job. My kids, my job, my exes, all this stuff, my parents, all this mental pain and emotional pain. And me, I normally don't be the type to say much about it. I'm more the type that I kind of let it build up inside me before I just say, fuck it and fuck everybody. I'm not saying that's a good way to be, but I'm saying that's normally how I usually do it. I'm not condoning that's a good way to be. Let shit build up. You have to get it off your chest. Get off your chest. Anybody that's not as good for you, it's not going to be good to you. It don't really mean you any good. You have to get yourself around more positive people. People that have goals, ambitions, want to do something, trying to build something. You know, you have to get there. You have to find them though. But they're out here. But a lot of times, those ones that are out there, they are ready to cut off the world. They done already cut off the world. And they doing their own thing. But I'm a person that I kind of get out there and I talk to people. I talk to people I feel a connection with. I come and say, I'm very easy to get along with. Very easy to get along with. We can hold a good conversation, especially about stuff that interests me. It might interest you. I connect with a lot of different people, but I do feel when certain people don't mean me any good. I do feel it. I feel it. So I tend to stay away. I mean, I'm more one of those types that I'll back you, whatever you're doing. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you. I mean, the long way. You know what I mean? So, whatever your dreams are or whatever you want to do, I'm all the way behind you on it. All the way behind you on it. Like, for real. But if I need you, I expect you to be there. You know, sometimes that feeling of someone is believing in you, or someone has your back, or someone is behind you, sometimes it's just enough fire, just enough spark to make a blaze. Yeah, you never know. But the first thing you have to do is get them people out your life that don't mean you any good. I say all that to say this. Pulverize all impulsive negativity. That is my definition of pain. Now, I'm not going to talk everybody's ear off all night, because I can. But I'm going to end this. I want to give a shout out to my boy Joy Plus on the instrumentals he gave me that you can hear at the end of this podcast. And if you're interested in buying anime instrumentals or rap instrumentals or whatever in that nature. You can follow him on all major platforms, Facebook, SoundCloud, all that stuff. If you want to be a guest or you want to give me some subjects, come up with a topic for me to discuss, you can find me as Kane the Destroyer on all major platforms as well, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. But I say that to say this. I'm in, I'm out, I'm gone.